From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Rono Cultural Endowment. See more at ronoculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Morano. Dr. Pepper Parker, the Bridges in Roanoke, has announced what it says will be a record-breaking concert and festival season at the outdoor venue. With a new twist, three comedy shows beginning with a May 29th date, a number of tribute bands the park is known for. Some prominent country acts are on the schedule. With more to come, says Dr. Pepper Park President Waynette Anderson.
I'm really pleased with the booking this year because we've got our April, May, June, July pretty much full. And so now we're just focused on, you know, August through October, although we do have some shows we've already announced, like in September.
Shine by JP, a community theater nonprofit in Roanoke working to attract more African-American actors to the stage and to backstage crews, has announced its second show, the Tony Award-winning musical Ain't Misbehavin', a tribute to Fats Waller. It's on stage at the Dumas Center in Roanoke July 10th through the 19th. Tickets go on sale April 13th. Roanoke Catholic School presents Little Shop of Horrors this Friday and Saturday with performances held at William Fleming High School. Blue Ridge PBS presents Artistic Encounters for March with a reception this Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Blue Ridge PBS Studios on McNeil Drive in Roanoke behind the Virginia Western Campus. Featured artist Crystal Wolf's specialty is drawing with pencils in a variety of colors. This weekend on Friday night and Sunday afternoon, a fully staged production of the opera Hansel and Gretel at Jefferson Center sung in English. Stephen White is the former artistic director for Opera Roanoke. It follows Hansel and Gretel as they wander deep into the forest, coming face-to-face with the Wicked Witch. The Botetourt Music Academy Choir is also part of the show.
If I had to say, what are, you know, one of the 10 operas that you'd want to be able to conduct once a year, Hansel and Gretel be one of them. It's just beyond beautiful. This opera is true to the story. It's almost like a Wagnerian or a Richard Strauss tone poem with the beautiful story and the vocal lines going through it.
At Jefferson Center this Saturday, The Glory of the Natural Horn with David Stewart Wiley from the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra and the RSO's new principal horn player, Christopher Caudill. Haydn's double horn concerto in E-flat major on period horn instruments is the centerpiece. Flat-picking guitarist and singer-songwriter Larry Keel is solo at the Spot on Kirk this Sunday, Wilson Springs Hotel at Five Points Music Sanctuary this Friday, and celebrate the Nowruz holiday outside the main public library in downtown Roanoke this Saturday from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. with storytelling, food, performances, and dancing. Local Colors is a sponsor. Lisa Spencer is the executive director.
It is a welcoming of spring. Nowruz means new day, and in several Central Asian countries, Nowruz is a way to welcome in spring.
Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, my name is Lisa Spencer, and I'm the executive director of Local Colors. We are so grateful for the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Cultural Calendar. We celebrate cultural heritages from around the globe with a variety of events, including the Local Colors Festival with the Parade of Nations. Go to localcolors.org for more information.